What is the potential clinical utility of measuring hepcidin levels in patients with anemia and CKD?
Hepcidin levels can actually be measured and do have potential utility in the management of patients with anemia and chronic kidney disease. Now that we've known about the existence of hepcidin for almost 20 years, there are several assays available. These generally are either in the form of immunoassays or alternative mechanisms. However, problems do exist in terms of standardization between the assays. It is important to understand the clinical context of the patient to interpret these and to make sure that these are accessible if the decision is made to use these in clinical practice. There are a number of mediators of hepcidin pertinent to our discussion about anemia and chronic kidney disease, as the development of chronic kidney disease can lead to an increase in hepcidin levels with detrimental effects on iron. The administration of intravenous iron or red blood cell transfusions would also stimulate hepcidin. However, the opposite effect would happen with the development of anemia or hypoxemia or iron deficiency, where you would see a relative suppression of this. It is interesting that both estrogen and testosterone can affect hepcidin levels. And historically, some of you who practiced in the pre-ESA era may remember the use of analogs of testosterone in an effort to try to treat anemia in chronic kidney disease, particularly dialysis-dependent chronic kidney disease. And we now know that this effect can be mediated through a suppression of hepcidin. Now, in terms of potential uses of this, perhaps the best and most exciting use would be to try to establish when a patient is safely ready to receive iron and when it should be given in the oral or intravenous form. And potentially by measuring hepcidin levels, this could assist the clinician in the safe administration of iron if indicated, and more immediately choosing the best route of administration of iron. I guess one could look at this as the interplay and intersection of inflammation, infection, and iron status.